views and opinions expressed by hosts, invited speakers, and callers do not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of the Black Talk Media Project or the Black Talk Radio Network.
This is the key. Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Thursday, December the 10th, 2015. I'm a little offline on my days. Been having a busy week, but I'll tell you about it in a second. Today is Thursday, December the 10th, 2015, and we have a live show for you today. Just want to thank you all for listening. And before we get started, definitely want to say everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all the programs that are here. It's here specifically for you so that you will have a voice, and not only that, so that you can have an outlet on some of the things that's going on within our community and the extensions of our community, which is the whole world. So definitely everyone continue to support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought here. Also, continue to support Tando Radio Show. Oops, made a mistake there. And sorry, everyone, doing a couple of things at one time. But continue to support Tando Radio Show. Also, you can find us on Facebook at Tando Radio Show, and that's T-H-A-N-D-O Radio Show on Facebook. Check us out there. You can see some of the stories that we have posted. Anything that you would like to see or some things that any questions or comments that you would have, you can definitely post them there or personal message me, and I will definitely get to them. And I appreciate all of the ones that we have received. And this, you know, radio show is definitely growing, and all of your contributions are definitely being very, very meaningful, and I do very much so appreciate it. Just want to thank you all for bearing with us this week. This is the week where actually physically moving from SoCal, Southern California, to Texas. So got everything out of the house yesterday, early today, late last night. Been crazy. But, you know, I hate moving. I really, really do. I hate the packing and everything else. And believe me, as you can imagine, if you're a prepper, you got a bunch of stuff, and I got a bunch of stuff. So thank you all for bearing with us on this time. We wasn't able to do a radio show on Monday, Tuesday, or yesterday, and I won't be able to do one tomorrow because it's got to finish everything out, cleaning and getting ready for the actual trip that we're going to be making to, the family's going to be making to Texas. So we're relocating to Texas. It's a good move for the Wren family, definitely. So that's what's been going on, and I haven't been able to keep up on what's going on in the world and like I usually am, and haven't been reading and everything else. As a matter of fact, I'm calling from a different number now than what I usually, because I cut the daggone internet line by mistake at the house. And so just everything is just, you know, starting to shut down and everything. And I didn't actually tend for some things to happen, and they did. So making another call from somewhere else. So just bear with us today. We're greatly appreciated. But we still have a live show for you today. Very important one. We're going to be talking about some of the current events that's going on in the world, what it means and what you need to know and what you need to be preparing for. Let me tell you, I take this stuff extremely serious. I not only do I talk about preparedness, I actually do prepare myself. This is, you know, my life, part of my life, because of the things that are going on. And the reason why is because I believe that we are in a time, in a moment within history, particularly the moments of our physical lives that we're seeing right now, like no other time before. Is it new? No. Has it been done before? Yes. But it's very new to us. And it's something that is going to be very broad and very, very, very deep. And the reason why I moved into this preparedness thing is because I was seeing some of the things that was going on in the world, and started to do a lot of research. And not only that, from just some of my own personal contacts with people globally, and just from my overall studying of history, because I'm a big history buff, and I just started to see a trend in the pattern way before we, you know, now was, you know, years and years ago, maybe about 10, 15 years ago, 20 years ago, maybe 25 earlier, started to see some trends and some patterns that were known in past recorded history, even though you got to be careful with history. It depends on who's writing it as to how that history is going to be depicted. But in looking at things and verifying and validating them through other events in history, you can see a clear and decisive pattern. And so that's some of the things that we're going to talk about today and some of the current events that are going on that are happening as we speak right now that you should need to be aware of and be making proper preparations for. But before we get into that, just wanted to give you a little administrative thoughts in everything in announcement. So let's do that right off the bat. First of all, everyone continues to support small black businesses. And we have one of our some people that I know, some great people that I know. I have a great, great business, small family-owned business called Uncle Fat's Seasoning. Definitely continue to support Uncle Fat's Seasoning. They're having a special on this month, I believe. I'm not quite sure how long it's going to last. Depends on the inventory that they have. But definitely reach out to them. GetUncleFats@gmail.com. And Get Uncle Fats. The G is capitalized, the U is capitalized, and the F is capitalized for get, and then uncle is, the U is capitalized, and then fat, the F is capitalized. Definitely contact them there. This stuff is great. I use it myself. I would not definitely tell you some things. You know, I would not say something is good if I didn't use it. I'm not someone that uses it myself. So definitely take a look at this stuff. All natural product. Is good for you and great, great tasting. So definitely get UncleFats@gmail.com. Something you want to take a look at. Also, definitely want to do that. Great, great family and great business opportunity there. But also, I talked to Dr. Gerald Alexander. Dr. Gerald Alexander texted me and said, "Hey, Dave, give me a call." So if you know Dr. Anderson from being on the show, you can hear him in his text talking. Talk to Dr. Anderson. Very, you know, a lot of things are going on, big deals being made outside of the country in Africa, in the continent of Africa, in a couple of countries. So that overall deal with Dr. Anderson is definitely moving forward. They're going into a R&D phase, a research and development for a couple of products that they have. So he's kind of not. He's busy right now, but he hasn't forgotten the Tando Radio listeners, and he's going to, as soon as he gets back from Africa, we're going to have the start of the conference call for the sales reps and sales distributors, and also all of you that have a professional service that you think would marry well or actually enhance Dr. Anderson's business. Definitely want to get you involved, and those that are in the investors. I know who you are, but continue to check us, you know, sorry, continue to send me if you are interested in being a sales rep. You can send me a email request for sales representation to be a sales rep or distributor with Dr. Anderson, with his security company and the security devices that he have that are going to be brought to the market here, hopefully relatively soon or in soon enough fashion. And believe me, once this technology is released, it's going to be a very, very sought after technology on so many fronts, because it's not just for one individual. This is something that can be used in so many dynamic ways for everyone, every institution. And so those lines are being drawn up, and the boundaries for the potential of the company is definitely growing, and we want you to definitely be a part of it, black owned, and this is something that we definitely need to get into. So it wasn't that we're putting you off or just some things, some priorities had come up where Dr. Alexander had to attend to them, so we're getting, as soon as he slows down from that, we will definitely get to everyone that sent the email about the sales rep, personal professional services, and the investors. So if you're in, and if you're still interested in that, you can send me an email at wolf, just like the animal, WOLF, number 6, pack, PACK, the number 1, at Gmail. So as soon as Dr. Alexander gets back, we will definitely jump that off, get going on that because it's so needed. Also, oh, and I meant to say the investors, we definitely, I know who you are, and thank you for your inquiries. And as soon as Dr. Alexander gets back, we will have that call for everyone, the investors, professional services, and those that are interested in being sales reps or distributors of the product. So great opportunities that are coming there. So I just wanted to give you a heads up. So now let's get to the show. In the news. And today's show, I really wanted to look at some current events, what's going on. There's so much that was happening, even with me not being within the loop, you know, reading and checking out different things because of the move. I was still able to, there's some very, very disturbing trends that are being set forth that we need to talk about. And I would love to hear from you today if you have any comments about them. And you could definitely give us a call at, excuse me one second. Give me a call at area code 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And hit star 61 and I will see you in queue. And we will definitely would love to hear from you and talk about some of the things that are going on because some of these events are very key indicators as to where we are in the paradigm shift that's going on. And not only that, and just in the global moves that are being happening that will definitely have some adverse effects or some very, very keen opportunities for those who are ready to seize on it. So let's go to Tando Radio Show, look at some of the things that is posted there that I have since the last time that I haven't been able to get to, some very, very good things. And let me hear, here it is. Okay, we start here. Okay, so this was over the weekend. I believe it was, I posted this maybe on Saturday or Sunday. It was Saturday. Very, very telling article. And this one comes from Veterans Today. It said, breaking, Israeli general commanding ISIS captured in Iraq. A general that was commanding ISIS forces was captured in Iraq. Wasn't able to follow up on this story any further, but this is very, very, very important. Not surprised to me, and I know it's not surprising to Scotty and some of you that have been following some of these things in the past, because it actually lines up with everything. There was a actual YouTube video that we played maybe 2 weeks ago. Not quite sure, but it was a gentleman, and he talked about a book that he was writing, and this came from 1984. And he knew what the CIA stood for. He knew what the NSA stood for. He was asking the people in Langley, Virginia, and just the intelligence agencies in the United States and in Britain, MI6, MI5, in the different intelligence agencies around the world, and he was asking them different questions. And he got to Israel and he said, wait a minute, in Israel we don't even have a name for him. So he asked the Israeli official that he was in contact with that was worked for the intelligence services. He asked him, well, what is it, the name that we should call Israeli intelligence? And the gentleman said ISIS, and he said it stood for Israeli Secret Intelligence Services, ISIS. And now starting to come out, and then this is what you call corroborating and collaborating in validating information. This Israeli general commanding ISIS captured in Iraq. This is all a part of the global deceit that is happening, that is going to push us to different levels purposely, as this whole thing is manufactured to be against the general population at hand. The global war, the global economic downturn, or which collapse of the common person's economy, is under full, excuse me, it is fully funded and is moving at full steam ahead, and it is coming in so many different ways, and we're definitely going to talk about that. But check out that article. It's there, and I don't know, it's further on down in Tando. I can't remember exactly where the date is, where the one gentleman who was writing a book in 1984 was told that what ISIS stood for, and it stood for the Israeli Secret Intelligence Services. So now you know where the name came from and why the funding and why the overall push that we're having going on in the Middle East and globally itself is being spearheaded by these individuals. Let me just say this before we go any further on this, but this is a really good article. You know, if you are funding, developing, aiding, supporting, and also a part of a terrorist organization, then you are a terrorist yourself. And right now, we really have to look at these so-called government officials that are given authority, because they tell you that the people have consented to it, but you don't even realize that they've taken it. Well, you do realize it, but the people that has been taken from you, they've invoked their authority over you. The very same people that the general population here would vote for, give campaign donations to, be ready to fight for one side, a blue side or a red side, a Democrat or a Republican or an individual. All of these things is such a sham. And it's a scam, because all of these individuals, even though they may not be the people that are making all the decisions, they are supportive in it by their actions. And what we're seeing now is that the very same officials that are scaring and trying to develop threat levels where the general population should be afraid of who they're telling you to be afraid of are actually the individuals, organizations themselves. And it's amazing how right now there's a big push in this country around terrorism, and it's been that way for a very long time, for the past 15 years or so. And the main event that you already know of was started in New York. And ever since then, they've been governing by terrorism. And why is this so important? It's important because of this. The very same people that are telling you to be scared are the very same creators of the boogeyman or the boogey person that you should be in fear of. And they're going to continue to legislate based off the given authority that you submit to, the general population submits to surrendering to giving them whatever it is that they want. And they're going to tell you why you should be surrendering your so-called man-given or civilized-given or governed-given freedoms, which is actually not true at all. Your actual primary and absolute rights don't come from another man or from a organization that any man could create. It comes from you being in existence in itself. But they don't want you to know that. They want you to surrender to the authority that they have created. And that authority that they have created, they need to, in order to maintain power, they have to maintain a threat level and a fear that you have to have. Think about it. They tell you different rules in society. You can't turn left, you can't turn right. And then they'll say you can't turn left because it's not safe, because they devise traffic to move in one different direction. But did you really ever think about it? Is that whole system was put into place so that they will have rules that they can give you to live by, and they remain abstinent from those rules? And they have amnesty against those rules. The major problem with our civilization right now is that those that so-called make the rules have immunity to them. And that is the governing rules of life now. Whenever there is, however big or small, deep, wide, that population is that is abstinent, or excuse me, is immune from the very laws that have been enacted by them or people like them, you have a total breakdown in society and you don't even know it. Because what you're given is a facade of civilization. When in actuality, what you're given is a enslavement camp of life. And this is one of the greatest threats to our physical existence, which leaks into and has a very, I believe, a very profound effect on our spiritual life. At some point in some time, we need to grow up, be man and woman enough to look at a lie in the face, regardless of what our grandparents taught us, our parents taught us, and society taught us, but where we stand on our moral convictions, be able to see the truth for what it is. Politically correct is always morally wrong. We have way too much political correctness. And I'm not talking about the political correctness that any one individual party, a Republican or a Democratic, would say that's political correctness. This is the political correctness that we need to steer away from. The facade of justice and the facade of inclusion that we think that we have in the civilized world. And it's nothing close to being civilized. It's barbaric in all nature. And if you really look at it, you can't help but see it. And in today's show, we're going to go over some of those things to help you see those things. Why is it so important for you to see those things? So that you can make a very decisive and conscious decision as to how you will participate in these events, in this confine of enslavement, and how you will live your life individually. Because believe me, everything that you've been taught from almost the very beginning in somewhat has either been a direct lie or a misrepresentation or an ignorance to the truth. And that is so, so important that we understand it. Just because someone is ignorant to the truth doesn't mean that they're telling you a lie. They actually fully believe what they're saying is the truth. But that doesn't, just because you think something is, doesn't mean that it is the truth. And it's so, so important that we understand this as to where we are so that you will start to give yourself the rightful due that you deserve. You are a free and independent spirit. And you've been created by the great creator to live in freedom and in abundance. But the most important thing is that it was given to you, but it has to be maintained by you. And I hate to say it, because of the educational program, because of the schooling that we've received, we've lost our connection to the truth. And now we walk by laws penned by man. And we're too afraid, because this is the only thing that we've ever known, to challenge it. And that's the most important thing that I believe that we need to do in the future, is we need to challenge what we've been taught, so that the truth will continue to live and make its stand on its own, because it does that anyway, but it needs to make that stand within our lives individually. And that individual step is the most liberating and the most important one that we all have to make. Because once you start making those steps to be free, there is no law, no unjust law, no law based in lies, based in immunity, based in terror that can stand against you. Just because we've seen a well-funded, well-organized, well-regulated enforcement group, or the perception that they are a enforcement group, or have some real meaningful power over you, does not make it true. It only makes it true when you surrender your energy. Whatever you give energy to creates life. So today's show, we're definitely going to talk about a couple of things, but this article is so telling, because I believe it's one of the many peels or many layers to the onion that we have to start to peel back. And at some point, we need to look at the truth, no matter how it makes us feel. But we have to make our decisions based off of truths, not off of emotions. So check out this article, and it's something that you definitely need to know. Next article, man, this one is really, really important. Put out on Saturday. It says, do not sign the refusal of vaccination forms. And this comes from Parents Against the Mandatory Vaccination.net. Okay, every parent, if you're listening now, one of the things that you have to do is you have to go to Tando Radio Show on Facebook, T-H-A-N-D-O, and I posted this on the 5th, and that was this past Saturday, and it says, do not sign the refusal to vaccinate form. This is so telling. This is very, very important, because what is happening is that they are establishing mandatory vaccinations of everyone, not only the children. They started slowly with the children, but they've also moved to people within the adults, consenting adults, and they're doing this by way of the workplace and in different avenues. They're going to say that you have to be vaccinated. They're going to put a very, very believable campaign together to make you to get you to think that it's the best thing for you and everyone around you to be thoroughly vaccinated. And what they're doing is they're telling you that you need to take a poison, place a poison in your body, or a substance that has the potential to be poisonous to your body by force and fear. Because this is what they're really doing. This is nothing more than stealing, robbing you of your freedom, because they're trying to make it so by force and fear. And this is some of the tactics that are being used, and you definitely, definitely need to know this. And we're going to go over this line by line once we come back out of the break. It's like 12 steps that you definitely need to know about with this, because this is so, so important. So this is one of the articles that we're definitely going to focus on today. And if you have any questions or comments about it, definitely give us a call. And you could do that at 1-641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032 pound. And just hit *61 and I will see you in the queue. But this is one of the first things that we're going to start with. There's a bunch of current events that are happening. We'll take them step by step. But this is the first one that we definitely, definitely have to get to. So we will do that. But another one, we'll come back to that one. Another one that's very important is, this is how much big business paid U.S. senators to fast-track the Trans-Pacific Partnership deal. Very important article that's there. It lays out how much the politicians, the prostitutes, were paid to sign on for the Trans-Pacific Partnership. Let me tell you, this Trans-Pacific Partnership has nothing to do with a trade deal. Has everything to do with establishing a fascist state, one of the most fascist conditions in modern times ever is being established through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. And that's exactly what's being happening. Basically, the Trans-Pacific Partnership totally excludes any person from ever suing, any person from ever refusing, any person from ever challenging a corporation's right to make a profit, even at the extent of your freedoms that were so-called given to you by decree of a government. And what do I mean by that? They are basically going to start to tell you that your life is blatantly as a profit for them. And what do I mean by that? You're going to see from the Trans-Pacific Partnership that they will now, because of intellectual properties, you won't be able to own anything. Not your car, not your house, not your body. And what do I mean by that, not your body? It's this. If you have a pacemaker, if you have a joint, a knee, or you have something that's implanted in your body to help you because of any condition, or because of an illness, or because of an injury that you received, and if that actually helps you to maintain a standard of living, guess what? that is their property, it's not yours. And you're going to be mandated and governed by the intellectual properties that are inside of your body. Also, they start to put vaccinations in your body, and lo and behold, which they probably already have started, wouldn't be surprised, or they're going to definitely do, put a RFID chip in you, and then guess what? No longer do you, are you have the right to your own body. This is where this Trans-Pacific Partnership is going, because with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, there is nothing that you can do to stop a person from having the right to making a profit. And a person is not a living being. A person is the Ford Corporation, Monsanto's, any other corporation, a corporation of the United States government is a person. And that person has the duties and the rights to exist and have profit over anything else. So this is basically the advent of the most draconious slave plantation legislation and deal that has ever, ever been written. And this is going to expand that way. Hey, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll definitely go over a couple of more articles, but we definitely got to get into the show. So I'm going to jump to a commercial break. And when we come back, we will definitely get to it. You're listening to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after this quick commercial break.
This is Brother Elliot, host of Time for an Awakening, and you're listening to Black Talk Radio Network, new media for the new millennium.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. Just want to thank you all for listening today. And today, we're talking about just some of the current events, and one of the most important things that are on the current events that we want to start with today. There was an article that was posted on Saturday from Parents Against Mandatory Vaccinations. Now, you would think that it has Parents Against Mandatory Vaccinations. Well, I don't have any children, so it doesn't apply to me, because a lot of people don't really give a darn about things if it doesn't apply to them. Well, everything we pretty much talk about here on Tando Radio Show applies to every single person. And it's because it's a move that is going in a very methodical pace to totally enslave people, even more than which they're enslaved now. It's one of the things about these people that are actually behind these programs and operations is that they have an insatiable appetite towards more power, more influence, more control over your free will. They don't care anything about cash. They do care about money, and money and cash is totally different. They care about resources, but what they really care about is controlling your free will. And that's the real agenda here. You know, they don't care about cash. They made it themselves. If they made it, they totally have, they're fully vested in controlling it, and there is no loophole to it at all, which there isn't. But they would want you to think that it is. But, okay, so we need to really talk about this Parents Against Mandatory Vaccination article about the refusal to vaccinate form. Now, this is very important because this is going to also springboard into the consenting adults. Pretty soon, at any wherever you work, in order to be in contact with the general population, you're going to have to prove that you've been vaccinated so that you can be in the midst of the general population. Let me tell you something about these terrorists, these people. They will create from their laboratories the different diseases, viruses, funguses, bacteria that will destroy the human body, and say that this is something that you need to protect yourself from when they've introduced it and interjected into the mainstream so that it can affect people and it can actually cause people to lose their lives and or great bodily harm. And they want, and I'm gonna tell you, they're always gonna do it in a way that is the most dramatical thing ever. They like the different viruses that causes the major organs to fail and to start to hemorrhage because it's a psychological effect that goes along with it. And this is psychological warfare that they're engaging in to maintain their position of control over everyday people. So now, they're going to, in the future, continue to push this program, just like they're pushing other programs. Just saw today there was another, yes, in University of, I can't remember what university it was, Arkansas or something like that, or Southern Arkansas or some school where there was another active shooter. Well, you see all of these, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but this is nothing new that we all of a sudden we're starting to see all of these active shooters. Oh, they're real. They're definitely real. But what's manufactured is what's behind it. And what they're not telling you is that the very people that are telling you that this is a problem are actually working for the people that have created it. So this is where we are. This is why all of a sudden there's just this new fad of these active shooters all over the place, because that's the agenda. But right now the agenda is vaccinations also. But this is the one that we're going to talk about today. So I posted inside of Tando Radio Show on Saturday this article, but we need to definitely take a look at it. So here's the article. This comes from Parents Against Mandatory Vaccination, a refusal to vaccinate document. The refusal to vaccinate document was created by the CDC or the American Academy for Pediatrics Legal Department as a response to the growing number of toxic vaccines recommended by them and the growing number of parents who are becoming educated on this issue. Now, let me say this. There's a big difference between being schooled and educated. A schooled individual will take whatever the mainstream media or whatever the agenda tells them as the truth and will push that agenda themselves. An educated person thinks for themselves, does an investigation, a scientific investigation, where they look at evidence, they look at different things to cross-pollinate together, put them together so that they can come up with some level of the truth. Is just not someone that's repeating what is written in a book. That's being schooled. And there's a huge difference between being schooled and educated. School is for fools. The educated people are always the biggest threat because they can't just be told or sold anything and respond to it the way that the agenda wants them to respond. So it's a big difference. So let's go on. The growing number of parents are who becoming educated on this issue. According to the CDC recommendations, our children should now receive 37 doses of vaccines between the ages of 0 to 16 years. See the vaccination schedule. This document now is being used to overcome vaccination awareness. This is the most diabolical strategy possible. It is unlikely that physicians have any idea that they are asking what they are asking parents to sign or to sign away. It is essentially a signed confession. Very important. So please read the and understand why no one should sign it and why it is really something other than what it appears to be. 12 reasons you cannot sign, 12 reasons you cannot sign refusals to vaccinate. Here are the 12 reasons why no parent can sign this document unless they are interested in being charged with neglect or intent to cause harm, repeating more bodily. This document is, if signed, can be used to have your children removed from your custody. It was created to stand up in court, which is why they require the parents to sign it to be witnessed. the parents' signatures to be witnessed. Here we go. So it has a little document of the refusal to vaccinate. And it says, number one, the document attached to a child's ID number that will identify them electronically through the records across the country. Everyone from the school to the NSA will be able to determine who is and who isn't vaccinated. That's number one. Number two, the scientific term for HPV vaccination is listed to discourage parents from making the connection to the dangerous vaccination from HPV called Gridisil. See Gridisil's formal Merkel doctors predict great medical scandal of the time. So you need to look at that. Next, establish a vaccination history as part of the police state's registry system being set up to track your vaccination status. That was number three. Number four, the CDC's vaccination information system is pure unadulterated propaganda. The vaccination information covered up was documented and exposed in extreme important papers, Health Hazards of Disease Prevention 2001. Is also that link is there. You can see that link. That's number four. Number five, again, the parents is misled to think the truth about vaccination is on the CDC's website. The doctors has the vaccination pack is inserted right in his or her office. Why is that not an offense? And explain to the parents. The physicians themselves may or may not read them themselves. However, physicians are certainly aware that if the parents read the official risk put out by the drug corporations, they would refuse the vaccinations. Full disclosure is almost never a part of the process. This is so true. They're having these doctors tell these people, but they're not telling them, giving them full disclosure of the risk of these vaccinations, where the corporations have already said, because guess what? They don't care about telling you because they've legislated where you can't get around it. One of the ways that they've legislated it is through the Trans-Pacific Partnership. They go hand in hand. So basically, these doctors are pushing this and not telling the parents what it is, the potential risk that these vaccinations will have to their children. And not only that, there's no full disclosure about what the hell is in these vaccinations by an independent research and study. Who should that independent research and study be? The individual that is taking it. And if you're not doing it yourself, validating yourself, because they can tell you anything. They can give you any old person that looks credible, that looks like they wouldn't harm a fly, that looks as if they're a truthful person. They'll get up there and they'll lie through their teeth and tell you that this is very good for the people. This is what the people need because it will prevent them from getting sick. And not telling what's really inside of those, inside of that vaccine and what's in that syringe. If you can't verify it yourself, then you can't trust what they're given. Why can't you trust what they're given? History tells you you can't trust them from what has been done in the past. Tuskegee, we could go on and on and on. The concentration camps, the medical studies and sciences by Kaiser in Germany at the concentration camps. And then what they do is they just come back years and years later and use the same name, and you don't even know that these were the same individuals that was at the concentration camp. Oh, but they won't do that now because we're so naive and gullible. So that was number five. Number six, I understand the following, the risk and benefits of the recommendation vaccinations. This, of course, would be agreeing to a false statement. You cannot understand the risk without reading and understanding the package inserts. Therefore, how can you answer in affirmative? And what about all of the vaccination facts that aren't even listed in the packages inserted, in the package insertions that have been covered up for so many years? That's number six. Number seven, parents are falsely told that without vaccinations, their children could suffer dire illnesses. but are not told the dire illnesses and injuries that the vaccination themselves could cause, including death. That's part and partial. I would elaborate it on saying this. Not only that, there is no vaccination that's needed because for every disease that man has created, God has an herb that cures it. There's a natural process that they want to remove you from. And they want to remove you from that natural process of being able to have reasonable health cures is because they can't patent what the great creator God Almighty has made. They can only patent what they've created in their laboratory. And what they've created, since they created it, they own it. And since they own it, they have the right to gain a profit off of you using it. And that profit is not something that's in dollar terms. That profit is in ways and means. Your way of life becomes their means of life. You stop living for yourself, and everything that you do in life is circumvented for someone else's gain. And this is some of the real problems that we are facing now. So now it goes on. Number eight. The refusal to the herd immune myth of 1933 has been proven unscientific over and over again. Simply put, if children have been vaccinated and the vaccination worked, they wouldn't contract a disease from other children. This is basically what it's saying. Everything that they're telling you, a lot of the diseases that we have now, the autoimmune diseases and so many other ones, are all created by man through their laboratories. These are man-made diseases. They call it biowarfare. The U.S. military and all the militaries throughout the world practice this. If you look at CDC also, it is run like a military operation, because it is a quasi-military operation. Look at who's in charge of the CDC. Look at who works for the CDC. They're all military. So many of them are military individuals. Look at who works for the FDA. There's such an advent of military within the FDA. Why is that? Because these people practice the art of war against the people. And they've been practicing this through biowarfare throughout the ages. And they continue to perfect it in a way that they can maximize what it is that they want. And believe me, what they do want is not in your best interest as a free and sovereign person, self-determining person. And that's what this is all about. So now next, number nine. Entities are listed as strongly recommended. The vaccination schedule. Again, however, parents are not given the full disclosure as to exactly what their entitlements are and what their motives may be. Listing on the refusal to vaccinate documents are the following entities and brief descriptions of their motivations. Number one is the physician is rewarded for administering the vaccination by higher reimbursements for the fees. His vaccination rates are checked to determine whether he or she is entitled to more money. Physicians, public health workers, and drug companies have all been given immunity from any possible lawsuit that may arise from the result of vaccination cause injuries or illnesses or death. In other words, if a vaccination harms your child and causes autism, you cannot sue them. They all have a liable exemption. This is what breaks down the so-called civilized world, because it's never been civilized. Because people are liably exempt, are given immunity. That means that they can do whatever they want, and they will, against you, and there's no recourse that the system that they tell you is so beneficial to you will do to them. Doesn't mean that individuals won't do certain things. So the most powerful thing that a person can do is refuse or to take their energy away and not to participate. They don't tell you, they tell you, so many times, so many places, people have some great intentions. They tell you what the problem is too damn much. They don't tell you what the real solution is. What is the real solution to all of this? We need to refuse to participate in this facade. We need to refuse to participate in our own demise. And it's a step that needs to be taken, talked about it earlier, individually first. And it's the most liberating step that you can make. And then it needs to be one in which you live by. And as you start to live by that, you give that energy. And when you give that energy, you create another life itself. And that starts to live. And other people will start to see it, acknowledge it, be in communion with it from that harmonic frequency of life. See, they've created the life of the Grim Reaper in so many facets in our society. At some point, the people have to bring the tree of life back. And that tree of life is you in your fight for your own self-determination, your true, absolute, and primary rights to be free and independent. If there is no program that is trying to perpetuate that, if there is no organization that's trying to perpetuate that for you, their agenda is to get you to provide for their independence and self-determination off of your energy. They're leeching. Totally leeching. And this is what we have going on here. So now it goes on to say the next one, the next bullet, American Academy of Pediatrics, which is a corporation headquartered in the state of Illinois that receives lots of money from drug companies for advertising in their journal. This organization relies heavily on their falsely belief to be a government health advocate agency known as the Center for Disease Control. Next, the American Academy for Family Physicians, which is a corporation headquartered in the state of Kansas, that also receives lots of money from drug corporations and advertisements in their journal, etc. The organization also relies heavily on what they falsely believe to be a government health advocate agency known as the CDC. And I call the CDC, they call it the CDC, the Center for Disease and Control. I can call them the Center for Death and for Death Control. Next, the CDC, Center for Disease Control, which is a corporation headquartered in the state of Georgia. The CDC is not a part of a legitimate government. Repeat, the CDC is not a part of a legitimate government. It is a private for-profit corporation listed on Dun & Bradstreet that is characterized under the umbrella of the private for-profit United States Corporation, with extremely close ties to the pharmaceutical companies and history of which is has a history of corruption. Bottom line, all of the above entities make more money if vaccinating our children, and even more if our children get sick from the vaccination, including the pediatrics themselves. This is the thing. Doctors are in business to keep you sick so that they will continue to look for health care instead of health cures. Because a cured person has no need for a doctor. A sick person is at the beckoning, is a slave to the doctor. And we place so much emphasis into these people that deserve nor should they have your full faith and confidence. The profession of being a doctor is nothing what it originally was designed to be any longer. There are some doctors that are very, very admirable. Those are the ones that are being ostracized for telling the truth about things. Those are the doctors that want you to be cured and not cared for. Because cared for means you're cared for it until you die. Cured means that you're cured so that you can live. They push health care. They tell you it every day. They bombard you with the advertisement for health care. Every hospital that you see, whenever you need help, you think that you need to go to a health care. And you seek that, giving them full faith and credit for what it is that you're doing, not even realizing that these are very people have a vested interest in you dying physically. And they're going to ensure that that happens, directly and indirectly. And that is the truth of the whole, that is the truth. Because if that wasn't the truth, what we see happening wouldn't be happening. The cure for cancer has been there for ages. The cure for the autoimmune diseases have been there for ages. The cure for many of the illnesses that you see have already been there, but they're not practiced. Because to practice that means that the business goes out of business. That means that every person would be their own darn doctor. And they wouldn't need someone that's practicing medicine. They would receive the cure themselves. And they would know. See, one of the things we always have to be careful of is people that want to provide you a service but not teach you what it is that they're actually doing. That way they manipulate you. Is there a need for doctors? Not in the ones that you have now. No. But is there a sincere need for advanced medicine and advanced cure treatment? Yes. By individuals that are true to that belief. And one of the first doctors that you need to know is you. And it's so important that you need to learn and you need to know what it is, the different things that cure different illnesses that have been thrown and thrusted within our society. Because if you don't know that, then you're going to once again be relying on someone else to do for you what you should be doing for yourself. Whatever illness you have, you need to be researching and finding out the natural method and methodology to fixing that, or to get with someone that knows that and will teach you. Because a true teacher, the process of learning is never complete until you give it away what you've learned. Until you're giving away exactly what you've learned, then the process of teaching is complete. Get with a real teacher. Take on this for yourself. One of the worst things that we've done, and this is no one's fault but ours, is that we've been dependent and codependent on the system that we live in. Why? Because we've been taught it, we've seen it, and we've been reinforced in that bad behavior of participating in our own demise. Not even knowing that that's what we're doing. So make sure you know how to treat yourself. All right, but check this out. Let's finish this up real quick. This is really, really important. Then it says number 10. This is the broadest and the most nefarious part of this document. Nevertheless, I have decided at this time to decline. I know that failure to follow the recommendations. Okay, now this is, let me preface this. This is what's in the document right here. And here it is. Nevertheless, this is in the document. I've decided at this time to decline. This is in the document, the refusal to vaccinate. I know that failure to follow the recommendations about vaccinations may endanger the health or life of my child and others. I therefore agree to tell all healthcare professionals in all settings what vaccinations my child has not received because he or she may need to be isolated or may require immediate medical evaluation and tests that might not be necessary if my child had been vaccinated. This is where they're going to legalize forced vaccination and penalize everyone for not participating. Here's the catch in it all. Nevertheless, is it right there? I have decided at this time to decline, and I know that failure to follow the recommendations about vaccination may endanger the health or life of my child and others. You have now just been classified as someone that is a danger to your own child. Man, this is getting deep. Hey, listen, we're getting ready to go to a commercial break. You're listening to Zando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. When we come back, we're going to finish this up. If you have a question or comment, definitely get in on the conversation. Give us a call, 641-715-3660. And the participant code is 549032#. We'll talk to you right back after this commercial break.
The Zando Radio Show is live on Black Talk Radio Network, Monday through Fridays at 6 o'clock p.m. Eastern. Check Black Talk Radio Network on Facebook for updates. Also, don't forget to follow Zando Radio Show on Facebook as well. Have a question or comment for the host? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. That's 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Zando Radio Show on the Black Talk Radio Network.
Okay, welcome back, everyone, to Zando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And like we said, if you'd like to get in on the conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Then hit *61. We were reading the Do Not Sign and the Refusal to Vaccinate Your Children, and this is the main thing, number 10. We moved down to number 10, and this is the key to it all. And the article continues, this is not only deceptive but untruthful. See 2-8. It is asking you to confess that you know that you are harming your child and others and don't care. It is asking you to agree to inform any all people who represent themselves as healthcare professionals, not defined, of your child's vaccination records. You are also consenting to allowing unidentified healthcare professionals to remove your son or daughter from your care and place him or her in isolation for unproven or unknown exposure to a myriad of undefined communicable diseases with or without testing. This is the key. You're actually giving them legal recourse to take your children from you by signing the refusal to vaccinate. Let me just say this. I went to a doctor, and the doctor was talking to a doctor, and I asked him what was some of his practices in his office with people coming in for vaccinations with their children. He said, well, there's a form we have them fill out, and there's a questionnaire. And I asked him a questionnaire. He said, yeah. He says, what's on the questionnaire? He said, well, different things, you know, the history and everything else. And, you know, do they have guns in their homes and everything else? I said, what does that have to do with, you know, a child coming to see you for, if they need care? Well, what we need to do is is get as much information, because, you know, our whole thing is to protect the child and make sure that they are in an environment that's, my allergic to dust. An environment that's conducive to their overall health, their mental health and physical health and well-being. So we have to take the best interest of the child at hand. This is the excuse that they always use to take your children, not from people that have surrendered their parental rights or shouldn't have it. Don't care about those people. They use them as a prop, but they really do it to control people. And this is what they do to people who become a problem for them, because this is how they start to try to break down resistance of people. And they know that people's weakest point is their children. And once they threaten your children, they know that they realize that they'll get you to surrender and do whatever it is that they want you to do, under the promise that your child won't be harmed. And let me tell you something, our children are in the crosshairs of the pharmaceutical companies, the government, the very government itself, and all the entities and the healthcare professionals who are not really practicing health cures but are practicing health care. Those people are a threat to your child. Yes, they have done some things in the past that you may seem as good. But see, the methodical approach that's being taken by these healthcare professionals is a very slow process to control and to keep you as ignorant as possible about what it is that really can cure you and keep you from getting sick. We live in a world that is totally toxic by design. They have this thing right now, they're talking about global warming and climate, in how our climate is being threatened to near extinction. This is very true. This is true from this standpoint, not in the standpoint in which they're telling you. That's the lie. But this is the truth of the climate change and the global warming and the destruction that's going on to the environment. Is by the behest and at the profitability and the control of the very governments and corporations themselves. They are polluting and causing the illnesses, the change in climate, and is being used as a weapon against people, from the food to the water. Just read somewhere this week that there's uranium in California drinking water. Well, if it's in California drinking water, any marketing person worth their weight in salt will tell you anything that you test first in this country, you test first in California. That gives you a great indication of what the general demographic of this country will do. If they're testing uranium in California, they're testing uranium in all of the drinking water, possibly. So I'm not saying this for people to be anxious and say, well, what can we do? Any person that says that what can we do has not thought about themselves. Well, what can you do?
Brother Dave.
Yeah, go ahead, Scotty.
If I could ask, is that information posted on Tando Radio Show so I could look at it?
No, I'm going to post it in Tando.
Okay.
Today about the uranium.
Yes, about the uranium, because I mean, they already know what uranium will do to you. Just look at all them deformed babies out there in Fallujah, yeah. Iraq.
Right, Scotty. And I mean, see, and this is one of the things why I really appreciate, and the people that have been in the military have done different things and seen it and have called the government in this whole paradigm, a false paradigm of war, called this bluff, is because you've actually seen it. You know what it does. I mean, they had uranium in weapons. They had and it's so bad that you got a lot of these service people that are so sick now, and their children are coming up deformed too. And I believe that definitely that's part of from the uranium that's been in some of the small arms that they've been using.
It is, Brother Dave. It's called Gulf War Syndrome. I actually had to be tested for it, but I was not on the battlefield. I was way behind enemy lines in, I'm not going to say enemy lines, but I was in Riyadh, the capital of Saudi Arabia. So I wasn't exposed to all that type of stuff and whatnot, but it is a real thing. It's called Gulf War
syndrome. And what they were doing was taking depleted uranium and using them as tank shells, artillery shells, because it's very hard. It's very hard material. And so they're using it as munitions. And of course, if you handle that type of stuff, man, chances are you're going to get infected. You're going to get, you know, and then look at all the children that's being born in them towns that got shelled with U.S. munitions. They're right now, you know, most of those babies born are maldeformed and whatnot. And that's from that uranium, because those munitions are all over that area. Then nobody go up there and pick up these tank shells and exploded munitions. So, yeah, that's a real thing, man. And here today, putting it in the water, I mean, for what?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to post that inside of Tando, and then I'm going to send it to you. I'm going to tag you with it, Scotty, so make sure that you get it. You know, yes, the Gulf War syndrome, have a very close friend that has been adversely affected by the Gulf War, because I was lucky. I got out in 1990, just as Desert Shield had jumped off, and you know, so I wasn't exposed to it. And Scotty, you know, one of the things that I was always concerned about is, remember that the litany of vaccinations that you had to get before going.
Yes, some people, and I was forced to take them too, but some people say that may, you know, be, because we don't know. They injected us, I remember, with anthrax.
Right. And what I think, Scotty, is I think that it's a combination. When you get some vaccinations, then you get exposed to uranium through direct contact or indirect contact, because one thing about those munitions and uranium is that once it gets in the atmosphere, it doesn't go away. You know, it has a half-life. I can't remember what the half-life of uranium is. I think it's like 300 years. Need to do a little more research on it. But that, on top of the continuous and then the exposure that you're in during on that battlefield in the theater of operation, oh my man, all of that compounding. And this is why the Gulf War syndrome is real, and the U.S. government tried to deny it forever, and they still try to deny it, where these people are coming back with autoimmune diseases where their body is attacking their body, their white blood cell count is real, real low, and their body is basically turning on itself and starting to fight itself and to cause all different forms of problems, you know, from major organ problems to sicknesses that are similar to AIDS-like symptoms and everything else. And this is all, you know, they were fine before, and then once they came back, it started immediately. And you could find it in their children right away. I mean, almost their first born child after they get back. In the second and third is all have some form of medical problems and illnesses. This is, you know, that's the thing about war. It's a major depopulation program that these people engage in. They just tell you that you're fighting for your freedom. You don't have to fight for your freedom from their enemies. You need to fight for your freedom from your enemies. And the thing is that you never defined who your enemy is. You've let someone else define that definition for you. And that puts you at a great disadvantage. And this is why we always seem to lose this war that we're in, because we've never, ever defined our enemy and understand the tactics of our enemy. So how in the world can you devise a ployable plan to win? So, yeah, I'm going to definitely put that inside of Tando, because that is something that I read this week. And came across, and I just was shaking my head, but I'm not surprised because of where we are going in the directions that we're in. So now they're going to criminalize you for refusing to vaccinate your children. Well, let me finish this. Okay, then it says that you number 11. So ten. It basically said that now you've basically given up. You said an admission. You actually confess that you've harmed your children and you've harmed others. You're harm to others. There's also when you harm yourself, you harm your children, and you harm others, they're going to criminalize you. And then not only that, they're going to take your children from you, but there's also something else that they're going to do. There's also something else they're going to do. They're going to prosecute you. They have the means now to prosecute you. And you're going to see that come up a little bit later in this. But let's go on to number 11. This is an admission that you understand that the documents and its significance in its entirety. That means that you accept the false information suited as facts. Choose not to do what you know or to be good for your child. In other words, are neglecting yourself to embarrassment and to confuse your child by tracking and reporting the vaccinations you protected your child from, and gives permission for your child to be tested and removed from your care and put into an isolation for any supposed exposure to an unidentified communicable disease by anyone calling themselves a healthcare worker. Now, why would this be important? Let me tell you something. There is a global move, and it always has been about to steal children. This is going to be another way that they're going to start to steal more children. The horror stories of how this is being methodized at the highest level is shocking to the person that has had blind faith in the government only because they have the best propaganda program. It's the only reason why you do. You think about it. What really gets our attention? What really do we give energy to from mainstream? Who has the best propaganda? And that's a bad false teaching, because you can't have any better propaganda than comes from the corporations and the government themselves. And then because of that, we give authority to them and think that they have the best interest at hand for us. And this is why we continue to wonder and ask the asinine question of why. Why hasn't anything changed? Because you've been doing the same thing. And we've been following these people in this program for far too damn long. And it is really, really manifesting itself in death, disease, famine, and economic collapse in global war. Not because they're protecting you. They are actually threatening you and carrying out their threats with a promise to destroy you. And until we come to that realization and start to open our eyes, so many of our eyes are open, but we can't see. So many of our ears can hear, but we can't comprehend what we're hearing. And this is causing the continuance of the death and destruction that we've been known in the past. Nothing has changed, because the rule over mankind, over humanity, is always done by the few through deceiving the many. And this is another way that they're going to start to continue to expand the child kidnapping trafficking organization. Because it wasn't enough just to snatch children from the former ways. It's never enough with these pedophiles. And this is the thing, is they put pedophiles in different positions so that their overall controlling factor of manipulating mankind to being subservient to the system is the real agenda. They find some of the worst pedophiles and put them in different places, high places. You've seen it. This is nothing new to you. If it's new to you, then, you know, it's your fault, and you will be victimized by it. But you've seen it. government officials, religious officials at the highest so-called levels, and then we just ignore it. Why are we ignoring it? Because when they let you know, they expose these things to you, it's not because you found anything out. It's because they told you. They wanted you to know. Because they had another plan that's going to come behind it that's going to be even more grabbing. This vaccination plan could potentially be just that. Because they're going to start taking children. Oh, they're going to start to admit. This is why the campaign that Robert Kennedy was on, and another well-known person of color was all about on a campaign against the CDC, didn't even think about just because they told you that they were fighting the CDC, but what they were doing was they weren't fighting the CDC, they was actually perpetuating and moving the agenda of the CDC right along. You may know who the individuals are that I'm talking about. I don't need to say names. But see, until you start prosecuting and dismantling this whole system, then you ain't doing nothing. Because the only thing that you've done is you got a check from them, and they told you what they wanted you to talk about and bring the people that believe in you and follow you and make them think that you have something for them. I played that video with that dude, with the Kennedy, Robert Kennedy Jr. And if you really listen to what he's saying, he was actually, instead of, you think that he was against the CDC, but his ass was all for it. And this is what they're doing. And I knew it was a trick and a ploy for it, because they're coming by the same means and method that has worked in the past. Let me tell you something. You do not grow old in these fields, fighting against these people and being a public figure without being on the take and receiving a retirement. I know there's some real brothers and sisters that have fought against the people and against the organizations, and when they couldn't be bought, or they refused to continue to cooperate because they may have cooperated in the past, but then all of a sudden they got a conscience for a different reason. They decided to say no. They end up dead, killed, assassinated. Why? Because they wouldn't play by the pay rules. Then the people that do make it past all of that, you got to ask, why did they make it? Because they took the deal and they got a retirement plan to show for it. So now this extension of this CDC, this extension of this refusal to vaccinate, they're going to put more information out about how bad vaccinations are and how they're linked to autism and how they're linked to all of these other things. They're going to put that information out because they want you to know it. Because they know by you knowing it and not doing anything about it, and really doing anything about it, you start to surrender to it even more. And you come up with, well, what can I do? That's what they want. Because now they have you already on your knees, but that's not enough. They want you on your belly. They want you not even to be able to look up to them. And there's a method to doing that. And that method is a very methodical one. They tell you things, and then you guess what? Oh, that's nothing new. Yeah, I know that they've been doing that. But the more you know about these things and not doing anything about it, the more you perpetuate it. And you aid and abet it. This is the real plan here, to get the general population so desensitized to it, they'll be like, oh yeah, I expect that from them. Nothing we could do. The perfect slave. Nothing we could do against master. Nothing at all. long as I keep what I'm comfortable, even to the point of, well, I just won't give my kids that shot. Well, that shot won't hurt them. I don't want to cause no trouble. Basically saying, damn my kids' life and what it could do to them. And let me tell you something. What these vaccinations are going to be doing to these to the people in the future, they're going to make them trans. There's a transhuman agenda right now. What do you think that transhuman is agenda is? They're going to change the DNA and RNA coding of your existence to where you come out in a even more severe state of autism, to where you don't think for yourself anymore at all, but you are perfectly functioning and working. They are making the perfect slave. This is the agenda. And how do you make the perfect slave? You have to alter what the great creator had already done to make the perfect free person, to make the perfect sovereign. The move is to make the perfect slave from the perfect sovereign. And I don't know about you, but me, I will stay self-determining till my physical light goes out, while my spiritual light will continue to shine forevermore. And it won't be affected by some agenda of the few that didn't create me. How can a man kill you and he didn't give you life? But this is the agenda that we have here that's going on. And it's so important that we realize this. And this is just one of the many that they want to take your children, and they're going to create the virus, the epidemic, the disease, the condition, and all of the people, all of these educated people that said no, I wanted to refuse, and they didn't realize the art of war. And the art of war is that you don't tell your enemy right in front of you what it is. You don't play by their rules. You never play by the enemy's rules. They got a form in front of you to sign. Best thing to do, don't sign it. Don't participate. Don't go to those that would give you such a letter. Don't go to those that will give you such a requirement. Find the individuals that are self-determining and absent of this. There you'll find health cures. That should be you. Because believe me, they are already cracking down, and they're going to outlaw herbal supplements, which basically they're going to outlaw what the great creator God Almighty has made to cure you. It's going to be illegal for you to engage in that. Just where we are. Just where we are. So you need to know these things, decide how you're going to respond to them, and what is it that you're going to do. And it's, you know, it's here now. It's a part of our overall times, and this is why we need to know these things. So let's go to the last one, then we're going to go to this next part of the show. Here's the kicker, the number 12. Oops, no, before I go there. Okay, in short, it says this. In short, the form wants you to attest to the following in writing and in the presence of a witness. Who do you think that witness is going to be? The very nurse in that office or whomever. You understand you are signing a contract with performance requirements. You accept false information as factual and don't care. You don't care for your child or others are harmed by your decision. You don't care that your child or others will be harmed by your decision. You agree to volunteer to all pretending healthcare workers, your child, and that your healthcare workers, your child's vaccination records. You agree to all of the others to test and or isolate your child for unproven exposures to a disease. There may not even be one, but they'll say one happened. And this is number 12. Here's the kicker. As you ask to sign, initial, and to date the document in front of a witness, should a custody dispute ever arise, either because a parent or child care protective service, this document can be used against the mother or father that signed it. In defense of a physician, they have been told via instructions applying the rule of the refusal to vaccinate document that parents could sue them should their son or daughter come down with any of the diseases or that the vaccinations are supposed to prevent. Their fears of being sued is why pediatricians are so insensitive that the parent insistence that the parents sign the refusal to vaccinate documents. An excellent alternative for both the physicians and parents is the vaccination notice. This notice corrects misconceptions about vaccinations, the herd immunization myth, and the CDC's. It is also brings the liability or lack thereof to the physician's attention. Now, this is what they're telling the doctors, some parts and partial. See, everything is compartmentalized. They tell the doctors, well, if you don't get people to sign this, and this is what they'll do, or they can come back and sue you because of this. And what do the doctors do? They just invoke their fears. So they say, oh, it's a must. We got to do this. You know, you don't want to. And they're not going to tell them what their real agenda is. Because they realize that some of these people don't care about their agenda as long as they sign the check. Because they put them on a pay-for-slave program. There's so many people are on the pay-for-slave program and don't know it. But many of us do know that we're on the pay-for-slave program. And are working and devising ways to circumvent it at the appropriate time in the appropriate manner. But these doctors are being told you're going to get sued. And that's all they needed to hear. And it sounds, this is the thing, it sounds credible. Of course it sounds credible when you don't know the whole history of things. Because schooling never gives you the truth. Education gets you closer to it. So many people are uneducated, but thoroughly schooled. Thoroughly schooled. So this goes right along with the Trans-Pacific Partnership, because in the Trans-Pacific Partnership, these corporations, these pharmaceutical, these drug companies, Monsanto, all of the other ones, you know the names, they are immune from you refusing to participate in their system of control. And once they get you there, they know that they totally got you. And then now they can, because they're in a very methodical approach. They don't have anything to rush for, you do. They're not living from paycheck to paycheck, from slave wage to slave wage, you are. They can take this as slow as they want it. Why? Because there's no one checking them. There's no one that is a threat to them. Because most of us, even most of us that fight against this system, fight against the system at a level that doesn't reach the very pinnacle of control and power. Because very few of us aren't even engaging in that type of event. And what is that type of event? That event is very easy. A refusal to participate. When you refuse to participate in their system and totally walk away from their system. And I'm not talking about just one instant. I'm talking about globally. Many people do it. Not in a protest. See, the thing about a protest is it has a timeline. A protest is nothing more than a negotiation to get another comfort level or get put into a comfort zone. People protest until you stop doing this. until you give me this. But we don't have a refusal option. An option to refuse to be treated like a slave. And to be not treated like a slave, but to live as one. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. Sorry about that. Listen, everyone, getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll jump back into this conversation. We got to talk about also some other very important information some events that have happened this week as far as this global war that's going on and the overall economic collapse that continues to happen. You're listening to Tando Radio Show. Getting ready to go to a commercial break. When we come back, we'll finish this one part of the refusal to vaccinate, and then we will get into the last part. If you'd like to get in on a conversation, we'd love to hear from you. Give us a call, 641-715-3660, and the participant code is 549032#. Hit *61. We'll talk to you in 1 minute, 1 second.
Yeah. Lord, it's obvious we got a relationship, talking to each other every night and day. Although you're superior over me, we talk to each other in a friendship way. Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more.
Have you thought about getting into podcasting but don't know where to start? Have something to say to the world but don't know how? The popularity of podcasts and internet radio streaming continues to grow with millions of people on the planet gaining internet connectivity through a multitude of devices. In the current media age, people can browse internet radio stations or listen to podcasts right from the dashboard of their cars. There are few barriers to anyone who wants to produce internet-based media. To encourage media production for Black people by Black people, if you are an independent Black media producer or want to become one, the nonprofit Black Talk Media Project is offering unlimited and unmetered podcast hosting services below industry pricing. Need more information about the industry and the technology? Find out how to create internet-based radio broadcasts and or podcasts at www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. Again, that's www.knowledgebase.blacktalkradionetwork.com. You are tuned in to the Tando Radio Show on Black Talk Radio Network. Have a question or comment? Give us a call at 641-715-3660. That's 641-715-3660. The participant code is 549032#. 549032#. To signal the host, hit *61. Now back to Dave and the Tando Radio Show.
Welcome back, everyone, to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, David Wren, a.k.a. Dave from L.A. And just want to thank you all for listening today. We're going to jump back into the show. You know, just before we went to the commercial break, was making a point about, you know, the protest has never done anything for us. The protesting is exactly what the system has designed. It is not designed for something for the people to refuse to participate. It never can be, and that's what they don't want you to know. I'm not a big – I hate using movies. You know, you always hear people say, hey, you know, did you see this in this movie? I hate doing that because the movies are so, you know, contrived in such an agenda of the overall outlining thing. But there is some predictive programming that's there, and there is some things that they tell you. You know, I'm a firm believer in listening to any and everything, because they tell you so many different things, and if we just learn to listen to what they're saying, it gives us a clue. There was a movie, it was a Batman movie, and it was where the one actor was playing a Joker, the one that OD'd. Can't remember whatever his name was. I'm not good with names for actors, but you know who I mean. Okay. So one scene in the movie, the last movie that he was in. Very telling, very true. Spoke everything about where we are and where we need to go. If we really want to change anything, you can't just change the oil on this mechanism of destruction. You got to change your direction and stop riding this machine, this vehicle to your destruction. And what I mean by that, in this movie, the Joker had put out all this cash and burned it. And he made a statement somewhere about what I want is far beyond what you can give me. Something like that. Not verbatim what it is, but it was something like that. It's very true. Until we stop taking what they give us and take ourselves and rehab ourselves from the addiction that we've had to what they've given us, and develop our own agenda outside of their feral rule, then they will always have a reason to rule us. And until we stop participating, when I mean really participating, I mean on all levels, from work to bills to everything, to where you stop. And I realize that that's a far-fetched to state right now, but I'm going to put that energy out, because I know putting that energy out, it will one day live. And it's okay to die when you fight for life, because prosperity will surely come. So I'm going to put this out. Until we refuse to work for them, to do what they say, to abide by their rules that they've so deemed, and it's quite easy who they are. It's not you. So whenever some asshat says to you who they are, it's not you. And as a self-determining and free person, everything needs to be by you. And until we refuse collectively as a people to participate, then this cycle will continue. It may not continue for the strong sister and the strong brother that has decided to be self-determining in all means and has taken approach on that, and they refuse to participate in it. They can live a very free and sovereign life. But sometimes you get to that point where you understand that, and it's not that you're invoking yourself on anyone else, but what it is that you engage in an asymmetrical warfare against those that are. And let people determine who they want to be. Until we refuse to play by their rules and all the rules that they've established, then we will continue to be the slaves that they've conditioned and designed and allow you to be. And we will participate in that until we decide to be self-determined. And that self-determination doesn't change the oil. It walks away from the vehicle for good. Powerful. And what I mean by that is not like any other protest. Protests are temporary. They mean nothing. They mean nothing until you get the next bit of comfort that you were really after. Instead of breaking down and leaving everything. And that means that no, we won't work. Not now, not ever. We will perpetuate ourselves in a way that we will be self-determining, take care of what we need to take care of, absent of your rule. And until we do that as a people, there will always be taxes. And there will always be exactions. So, I believe that some of the events that you're going to see in the future may bring some very strong people to that conclusion, where they will decide to engage in that type of lifestyle, that type of sovereign, that type of freedom. Whenever another man tells you how your response is to be, you're looking at the great Satan. You know, I've always thought it's funny. people always pray and say, why does God allow things to do it? Allow things to happen. Have you ever thought that it's always been the choice not to interfere?
Sorry, listeners on Black Talk Radio. Something happened. We got disconnected. There's still 15 minutes left in Tando Radio Show, so we will rejoin. Hope they didn't get cut off.
This either. Service is provided in high definition by free conference call HD.com. Please enter your access code. Access code accepted. This conference is being recorded. Q&A session started.
A tool, threat, or exaction that can be brought against you to change you back into a slave once you take those that approach. You're free indeed. You're totally free. We need to move in that direction to save our existence as free people. Oh, there will be people, but there'll just be no self-determining free people. And they're going to totally change in an attempt to continue to change through science, through technology, and through the will of people to get you to surrender everything you have. The most important thing you have is your free will. That's the real agenda here.
But
so, check out this article.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt. We actually got disconnected. I don't know what happened. But we got disconnected. But I did notice you have a call on the board in case you didn't see it.
Yeah, I did see it. Let me go to this caller real quick. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you calling from? What's your question or comment?
Hey, Brother Dave, how are you?
Brother Davis, what's going on? Thank you. Thank you. What's going on?
Hey, man, I'm sitting here listening to the show. I think you made it. A very good case for us taking a stand and taking a course of action. I filled in on Tuesday, and I tried to give people the understanding of the multiplicity of programs that keep them locked in to their daily schedule. But I was also giving them an understanding of how to break that train by focusing on some self-time. So that you can design what you want to achieve in the midst of all of these programs. And literally, that links with exactly what you're saying tonight. We can't let our system that has already been designed for our destruction to control us and hurt us. We have to break that psychosis. And how do you do it? You have to start on the level that you are on. And that's why I spoke about the multiplicity of programs that keep you functioning from one program to the other program, so you don't have to make decisions, and decisions are being made for you. And by the time you get home at the end of the day, you submit to a program, because when you go home and kick your feet up, you turn the TV on and get right back into the programming process. And see, these are the things that we must identify in order to break the power of the program, find ourselves, and unite for what is called common cause principles. And those are the areas that we're going to open up as we get in the move forward in the next phase of this program that we're working on. Because in reality, a lot of people fail to realize what is going on because they have become so comfortable with the multiplicity of programs in which they operate. So what we're trying to do is get them to spend some time to themselves, focus on breathing, clearing their mind completely so that they can find themselves again. When you get caught in the world of multiplicity, they don't want you to find yourself, because then you become a free thinker, because the information you will seek will not be what the program wants you to have. That opens the door for you to find your will to make change in your life. And when you decide that, There are like-minded people that will definitely let you know you are not alone. So keep doing what you're doing, brother. I'd like to do another show, maybe one or two next week, on helping people function in the circumstance of self. And the reason being is because my whole program was basically teaching them how to identify the system that has made them so automatically adjust to. And in doing so, they have no idea what all is being operated for them due to the multiplicity of programs that come into play. So we're actually on the same course of action. And people have to understand that when you give them this information, like the vaccination information, that is their plan. You still can do something, but you have to take responsibility for your path in the system of multi-programming that's going on. And I'm going to tell you, brother, it may seem daunting to some, and some may even feel like they want to give up. But I've always said, not everybody's going to make it through this. But we can strive, and we can live on. So, yeah, we're on the same page, brother. Excellent show tonight. Great information. And I hope everybody that's listening, take that time at the end of your day and at the beginning of your day to sit on your bed, breathe deeply for a few minutes, clear your mind, focus on nothing. And when I say clear your mind, I mean, if it's hard for you, focus on a great big oak tree that you can't see around, but you could see the bark. And you focus on that bark because that bark is the living tissue of something alive that will not move before your eyes. And that way you can control the mindset in which you want to place yourself in until you can see yourself taking control of your process. And believe me, it's not that hard. You just got to be consistent, consistent, consistent. Okay, my brother.
Man.
You be blessed.
Brother Davis, I just want to thank you for doing the show on Tuesday. I'm sorry, you know, because of the move, I wasn't able to make it. Anytime you want to do it next week, because the next week I'm actually going to have to be traveling, so I'm not going to be able to do the show. But I definitely want to hear the show because it's powerful, because you bring so much to the table. You help me. You help my family. And I really, really do appreciate it. You know, what I love about it, Brother Davis, is what you're doing is that you're actually giving people a tool to break down the years of lies that have been piled up within their lives. And this is a process of cleansing. And it's, you know, and I thank you for, one, having the responsibility, because I know that you and Sister Davis have already started on this journey. But when you start on a journey of love, you only want to inform people that you can do this, and that's what you do out of love. You know, when the process of, I mean, the true act of love is when you stop living for yourself and you start living for the advancement of someone else. And that's what you and Sister Davis do, and I really, really do appreciate it. And I can't wait to engage in this with you. And let me tell you, Tando Radio, from RDP to everything that we do, we do together. And I appreciate you and everyone like you, but Brother Davis, you are what I always, you know, I always call you the Prophet Stone. You could take lead and turn it into gold. And I truly, truly appreciate you. And thank you so much for doing the show on Tuesday.
Not a problem, brother. We're in this together.
That's right.
I'll give you a call and Scotty a call. And so we'll see if we can coordinate next week and get the information in reference to what the show will be about. And I encourage everybody to tune in, because we may be thirsty, but there's water somewhere and we'll find it.
That's right. Thank you so much, Brother Davis. We got one more caller, and then I'm give me a call because I'll just be, you know, cleaning up today, Brother Davis. Give me a call whenever you have time.
Yes, please.
Okay, peace, brother. Thank you so much. Welcome, caller, to Tando Radio Show. What's your name? Where you're calling from? What's your question or comment?
Hello, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how you doing, man? I'm glad you caught me before y'all cut it out. I just had a real quick comment.
Sure.
Brother
Davis.
I love his show, man, and whatever device he's using, and this is no harm, this is helpful criticism. I couldn't really hear him clearly, and he had so much good information. I really wanted to hear a lot of the things he said, so I don't know how he's transmitting through the show, but I sure would appreciate it if I could hear him clearly, you know what I mean?
Okay.
But I need to talk to you. Can I call you maybe an hour after the show?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. Scotty, thank you for what you're doing. Brother Dave, Brother Davis, God bless y'all, man.
All right, brother. Take care, man. All right, everyone. That's the show. Just want to thank you all. Thank you, Brother Davis, and my man. I don't want to say his name. But appreciate you, too. And all the Tando Radio listeners. And remember, it's never goodbye. As always, I'll see you later. And before you ask for a blessing, make sure to be a blessing. And make sure that you are giving exactly what you need to sustain yourself. Much love and much respect. No show tomorrow. And then I will, all of next week, I will be traveling. Be traveling for 3 days. And then unpacking at home. And then as soon as I get everything turned on, hopefully get everything, utilities all cut on so that we can have a show. And I will definitely let you all know. So follow us on Tando. Much love and much respect. Take care, and we'll talk to you soon.
It's amazing how you love. Love is kind, love can give and get no gain.